Leadership equals energy plus direction.
This cannot be delegated to employees or assistants. If you expect another partner to provide energy plus direction for you, you need to marriage broker that account to that partner. We're talking about quality control. We're talking about client retention. We're talking about maintaining our reputation instead of eroding it. The lead partner knows the client's hopes and dreams, wishes and preferences, openness and closedness, and then chooses the right message and media, and most importantly, makes sure the client is enthusiastically on board with the ongoing evolution of the plan. The lead partner bends over backwards for the client. The lead partner gives massive amounts of energy and direction to the client on an ongoing basis. The lead partner should have at least two phone conferences or Zoom conferences with each client every month.
One
of these meetings will be one-on-one, just the client and the lead partner, no one else on the call. This allows for honest, frank interaction without the risk of accidentally embarrassing or insulting the client in front of other people.
Two.
The other meeting will include the client and his or her scheduling assistant and or internal marketing director, as well as the rest of the Wizard of Ads team serving that account.
Three.
These meetings are incredibly important.
Four.
The lead partner has the responsibility and the authority to create a successful outcome. Doing the work is only half the job. Selling your work to the client, causing them to take enthusiastic ownership of your work, is the other half. This is how you keep clients for decades. This is how you get paid for growing them 4x, 8x, 20x, and more. It is your job as the lead partner strategist to make sure your clients are successful, enthusiastic, and happy with their ads. Choose your clients wisely.
Question: what is the relationship between the writer and the strategist / lead partner?
Answer: the writer's job is to write the copy for all the media in the client's marketing plan. The strategist, lead partner, gathers the information, formulates the core ideas, gets the client's approval, then shares these decisions with a gifted writer who writes the ad copy. Most lead partner strategists talk to their writers about how best to package and present the client to the public. Wizard of Ads writers are talented and experienced professionals. But make no mistake, anything with two heads is a monster. The final decision and the responsibility remain with the lead partner. The writer may have a more powerful idea, but if a lead partner knows the client won't be able to wear that public persona, he or she has the authority and the responsibility to instruct the writer to use Plan B instead.
If you do great work and expect the work to speak for itself, you're making a horrible mistake.
You need to explain.
This was my thought process. This is what I chose to do. Here's why I chose to do it. These are some things I thought about doing. Here's why I didn't do those things.
They need to know the ad wasn't just something that popped into your head. Selling the ad, selling the idea to the client, is every bit as important as doing the work. They are not going to understand how good the work is unless you make it clear to them.